this is the beginning, right? So over there, there is one sentence. Is this, Rabbana in the Nodar Anna and Fusana. There is one another sentence, we made it, it was a war, and the dirt, and so on and so on. The miracle that the Prophet did, then, when you did it, you didn't do it. Means what? Means always wait. Don't give yourself too much credit and don't punish yourself. First, think about what you are. Think about what you are doing. And remember that I'm looking for what? I'm looking to find my fault, because that's what I'm going to change. That's the way it works. That's how I could improve myself. That's how it works. I have to look at my fault. Yes?
O our Lord, verily we have done wrong. A fault has occurred. Perform an act of mercy, O you whose mercifulness is mighty. I have pardoned. Do you also pardon me, the new sin and the old lapses?
This is the real critical point. I don't know how much you pay attention to this, because normally you want everybody to forgive you and you don't forgive anyone. Whatever you do a little bit wrong, you want to be forgiven. And at the end of the day, if you are a believer, you turn to God and ask for forgiveness. But you don't forgive anyone. How come? This is what you should learn. You want to be forgiven? Forgive the people. You want the people to have pity on you? Have pity on them. You should understand that whatever I'm doing to we comes back to me, because I'm living in we. I'm not living with me. The loneliness is a torture. I'm living in we. Yes.
He said, "Now, O girl, do not relate this tale which I have heard from you. I will unite you with the Emir for God's sake. For God's sake, do not breathe a word of this story. Lest he become ashamed to face me, for he has done one bad deed and 100,000 good."
This is the difference, you see. Now he wants to forgive that fellow. He's asking the lady that, keep quiet, don't talk about this. Yes, he has done something wrong, but he has done so many good stuff. So what, one mistake? I forgive him and I want you to hide it, because I don't want him even to be sorry, to feel bad about it. Yes?
Many times have I put him to the test. I have entrusted him with fairer than you are. I have found him in perfect fidelity. This too was a judgment resulting from things done by me.
I don't know how that translation could go, really. The judgment and the word divine doesn't work. Here is a philosophic explanation about this stuff. Do you remember book one, first paragraph, he talked about qaza, iqtaza, muqtazi. He talked about this word because these are the words that the Muslims, they use a lot. Because whatever happens that we don't know why it happens, it happened. We call it qaza. Means it happened, the God is doing this, the invisible stuff is doing it. Qaza Rumi stood and said, qaza means consequence. Period. Don't move it around. Yes, whatever you do, the consequence is there. Here he goes to that consequence. Here he will say, it was a consequence. In qazai bud, ham az karde imam. This, he is a good, honest fellow. This was the consequence of what I did. I put him in a situation and blah, blah, blah. All of that for me to learn. So I see it as a consequence. Yes.
Then he summoned his emir to his presence. He extinguished in himself the wrath that mediates a violent revenge. He made an agreeable excuse to him, saying, I have become disinclined to this slave girl because the mother of my children is terribly agitated by jealousy and envy of the girl. The mother of my children has many claims. She does not deserve such injustice and unkindness. She is nursing envy and jealousy. She is suffering anguish. And she is feeling great bitterness on account of this girl. Since I wish to give this girl to some person, it is most fitting to you, O dear friend. For you did hazard your life for the sake of her. It would not be fair to give her to anyone but you. He gave her in marriage and handed her over to him. He crushed anger and cupidity to atoms.
Yeah. Happy ending. What was it? First, he asked the girl to keep it quiet. Then he made up the story. Story of my wife, the mother of my children, which is jealous about this beautiful lady. And I have to take care of that lady. All of that for what? To arrive to the last point, to get rid of anger and greed. Because anger and greed is me, that ego who wants to fight and everything belongs to me and blah, 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 all of that, because he wanted to get rid of that. This is what the trick is. Yes?
Explaining that the words, we have a portion, mean that he bestows on one the lusts and strength of asses, and on another the intelligence and strength of the prophets and the angels. To turn the head away from sensual desire is nobility. To abandon sensual desire is the strength that belongs to prophethood. The seeds that are not sown in lust, their fruit only appears at the resurrection.
Yeah, all these explanation, because at the beginning Rumi here brings in some verses from somewhere else to explain all of that. For to do what? Now read it.
If he was deficient in the masculinity of asses, he possessed the manliness of the prophets.
Means, pay attention. I told this story because I wanted you to understand something. Yes, he was not physically like a donkey with a big dick like this, but he had the manhood of the prophets. All the story I was talking about, and you were listening, right? What was that all about? It was all about sex and sexuality and having a strong erection, right? I brought all that story because there is the other side of this. This is our animal. Our animal is what? Is me, ego, belonging, and all that which is the physical, sexual stuff. But here we want to talk about another kind of manship, being like a man, like the prophets. What is the difference? Prophets, they know the message. They know the correct stuff, right? So, are you the doer or knower? Do you have the knowledge or do you have the potentially to do something? This is what our mixture is. We, one part of us is the animal who is the doer, the other one is that cultural stuff, that thinking, yes?
It is manliness and the nature of prophethood to abandon anger and lust and greed.
That prophet, that's the other stuff that I'm talking about, is that animal works with anger. We could forgive, we could stop the anger. This is what we could do as a human being. And we could forget about all the appetite and the greed. This is what I'm talking about, an essence of prophets. Yes.
Let the masculinity of the ass be lacking in his nature. God calls him the great spiritual sovereign. If I am a dead man and God looks on me favorably, my case is better than the living man who is far from God and rejected by him.
This is the difference. Animal is always looking for life. Me, there are stuff that I give up for that. I don't want it. I prefer to be dead, but Hat is looking at me. Means I'm just, I'm justice. I'm talking about the truth, right? This is much better than being just alive. Yes.
Recognize this to be the kernel of manliness and that to be the husk. The latter leads to hell, the former to paradise.
Yeah, this is this simple. You should understand this. One is the seed, the other one is the skin of the seed. You should understand this, that that seed will take you to paradise, the skin will take you to hell. The animal life is hell. What is the life of an animal? Fear of death, running away from the danger and looking around for opportunities to feed yourself and have sex. That's it, isn't it? There is no paradise over there. Could it be a paradise for donkeys? For monkeys? No. Paradise is for me. What is it? The happiness in we. When everybody is happy, I don't know why and how, I'm extremely happy. This is something that is in our culture. This is that message we are trying to relay, really. Yes?
Paradise is encompassed with things dislike has come. Hellfire is encompassed with sensual desire has been declared. O Ayaz, fierce demon-killing lion, the manliness of the ass is inferior, the manliness of reason superior.
Are you listening? What was this about? Did you pick the point? That all this story is going. Now let's go back to Ayaz. Because Ayaz is the guy that you don't understand.